You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back from the great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. Today's a doozy, listeners. We got to help this one out.
Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my question, and thank you for all that you do for so many listeners. We love you, but anyways, I'll make this short. So, just bought in April my first STR. Woohoo! Finally made it happen. And super cute, cute, cute bungalow. Actually turnkey because work full time, kids, the works, no time for renovating. Did that on my primary home. Turned out great, but just could not do it again this time go around. So anyways, great little house, up and coming area, hip and trendy. Lots to do within walking distance, bars, restaurants, close to the beach. The problem is my neighbor is a drug dealer. Lots of bad activity all day, all night. Not sure really how to handle this other than I've reached out to the local police department. They've actually been very helpful. They're doing daily runs now, actually patrolling once, if not twice a day for us, which is amazing. They were already aware of the problem house. They've been keeping an eye on things. I think there's been several arrests made in the area where they've watched people come from this home. So they are working on it. But as so far as short-term rental goes, of course, I'm really concerned what this is going to do for my reviews when people show up to have a good time and they see the activity happening next door and they see police officers driving by. I would appreciate any and all advice on this one. Very new to this and pretty freaked out. So thank you for your time and your help. I look forward to hearing from you. And by the way, first name Kim. Instagram handle Queen Street Retreat. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
Kim, man, we have some thoughts for you, Kim. Obviously, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know how this is going to end up, and every situation's different. There's so much we don't know about your situation. But Annette, something came to mind when I was listening to her. One of our mentors, my husband, my mentors, they're home builders. So they will build brand new homes for clients. And when a client finds a plot of land, they tell them to go have a picnic there or go work from your car there for several hours a day before you buy this land, before you commit to it.
Okay.
That's just part of their plot finding.
Their due diligence.
Due diligence suggestion for their clients. And I thought, I know this is hindsight for Kim, but how nice would it have been? I don't know if it was, she said it was turnkey, so I don't know if it was existing short-term rental mm-hmm. and the seller maybe sold it because of the stuff.
Right.
So listeners, if you're able to go and stay at a place that might be already be a vacation rental, think about purchasing it. If that's something you can do, it's, I know not every time, think about maybe doing that because I think that could have been helpful for poor Kim.
It sounds like A, you've got the local police on your side, which I'm really happy to hear that because that could have been in a different direction. So hopefully with them heavily patrolling, it doesn't sound like it's deterring any of the activity, but hopefully with the consistency, that will help. My first thing that I wanted to ask about is the DD, we'll call the drug dealer the DD, Are they the owners of that house next to you? Mm. There might be an opportunity to see who the owner of that home is. And, you know, do they understand? Maybe if they are leasing the property, I'm not sure. But that might be an avenue of just taking a look at who owns the property. Would they care? Or maybe this person owned the property. So I would kind of start there and do some research. And, you know, a lot of times, sometimes there's neighborhoods that it's often that someone might own multiple properties. So I would try to see you do some research there. The next thing, I heard you say that it's day and night, all hours. I'm assuming from that, have you went and stayed for an entire week, you know, to kind of like see exactly how much activity is going on here? I mean, is it something that is around the clock, nonstop, or does it just feel like that? Because I don't know. I don't even know how you were like alerted to this. If it was you when you were over there designing and moving in, but I'd really get some sort of idea of if there was a guest there for a week, what would they be encountering? I know you're nervous about the reviews. I think we need to even go a step further here and really think about the home and having guests there. What is the activity happening there? What's the future of the home? I don't want this to continue to be an issue that you're kind of up against in perpetuity.
Let's just also say this, and no, it's not comforting, but this can happen anywhere at any time. Mm-hmm. Anyone can move into any home next door, whether your next door neighbor is across the street or smack dab against you. So this episode, if it doesn't pertain to you now, it might. And that's where I'm going to plug in our next thought is, I would love that the police are involved. How about city council? How about local government? Are you involved there? Do you have connections there? Do you have your local government on your side and understanding what's going on? And how can we come together of the community to look at it? What about your neighbors? Are they as concerned as you are? Could you have some allies in this mission so you're not at it alone, Kim? Mm-hmm. And then let's talk about the tough stuff. Your home, who are you marketing to right now? Are you marketing to families? I'm not saying people without families. Well, you don't want to be concerned for their safety either. But after you have that stay, per Annette's suggestion, because sometimes we know something's happening next door that isn't great, we create things in our mind. So we don't want this to be this feeling of all day, all night, like get the facts.
Right.
And if it really is all day, all night, and if it is looks like unsafe conditions, I might change my marketing until this gets nipped in the bud, because you don't want to be in the middle of a lawsuit or mm-hmm. of, like you this said, is, a very really... honest review of someone's safety being, you know.
It's rough.
It is hard. Do we right now, do we pivot to a longer stay person who understands the area and the neighborhood, Kim? Mm-hmm. They may understand that this is an up and coming neighborhood. They may understand and get a lay of the land when to go outside, when not to go outside. They may be fine with it. I am one of those people. I've always lived in metro area. I'm not saying that your area is a metro area, but a lot of people around me. So you don't know who you're living around. And I've been okay with that. I can look around me. I'm all right with that. So maybe a longer stay guest right now until this gets nipped in the bud.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say this. And there's different levels to like
drug dealing.
No, there really is. Like, is it, you know, what kind, do we have any idea what kind of drugs, different drugs bring a different,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to say clientele, but like there's just different drugs do different things to
people.
Well,
it's people, like different short-term rentals bring different guests, different hotels bring different guests, different stores bring different guests.
Right. Is it like, is there some brownies being sold outside, you know, or is there things that need more, you know, needles?
More equipment. And,
yeah. So not to make light of your subject, Kim, but I also just want to say like, what is happening over there? I also don't want to like identify that what's going on there is completely out of hand or dangerous when maybe it isn't, as you know, I don't know what's going on over there. But man, this is a tough one, Kim. We're not going to kind of like sugarcoat it for you at all. But this is a place where I would really understand your numbers, that if you need to pivot to a long-term rental, to a midterm rental, this is something where I would already be prepping your listing and your description. I don't know how to preface this, because this is something I can just say, as if I was a guest and knew that the owner of the home had visibility to the things that were going on, I think I would be a little disheartened that, I don't know, that
they opened it. But here's the thing, Kim, people do this every day. People open up short-term rentals. Yeah. in sketchy areas or places where criminal activity happens, Kim. So the fact that you're asking this question, that you're on top of it, kudos to you. Are there safety elements you can put into place? Are there exterior cameras? Do you have lights that come on when there's motion? Can you put taller trees to separate the visibility or a privacy fence to separate your property from your neighbor? I'm sure you've already thought of these things, but just trying to give you as much as we can to help you against the situation. Kim, would you please also keep us posted?
Yeah.
Let us know what happens. I can't imagine that with you giving the local authorities insight into this, that this is going to be a forever thing. So hopefully now that you've brought it to light, get involved. This is your business, Kim. So the fact that you are sitting in that CEO seat and you are taking action, that's amazing. And here's the deal. If it's not a good fit for you after a while and the numbers aren't there, and with your education and your gut and you need to pivot, Kim, you pivot, right? So maybe it needs to be a permanent residence or a longer term rental, and just know that there's going to be another short term rental out there for you. Things like this happen in business. I don't care what industry you're in, all the time. Hopefully that gives you some comfort. You're not alone. And listeners, if you have any other ideas for Kim, let us know. We'll share them with her. But yeah, thanks for reaching out. And this is a real concern.
Yeah. And this is something where I don't know if you have a turnover team, a cleaning team, like who's helping you with the home, but this is where I would ask them to be on high alert. If they see anything specific, you really do want to involve them, like letting you know ASAP there. But good luck, Kim. We appreciate you calling in and sharing, because I'm sure it wasn't easy. Keep us in the loop for sure.
With that, I'm Sarah Karakane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.